Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
You might have heard the news that three people have been charged in connection with the death of One Direction singer Liam Payne, who died after falling from a hotel balcony in Buenos Aires in Argentina last month. Julian Drucker is a correspondent and presenter with the UK's Five News, and he's on the line now. So Julian, three people we understand charged. This was according to the Public Prosecutor Office in Argentina. So what more can you tell us?
Hi there. I mean, it's sort of similar to the, unspeakably tragic case of Matthew Perry last year, the actor, an incident that people believed to be sort of quite open and shut and suicide. And now in both cases, although very different, but now criminal investigations going on, it is more complicated. And we learned last night, we knew that three people were being investigated, but those charges came last night. Those people have not been named. One of them is a hotel employee. A third person charged with supplying drugs. It's this other person who was accompanying Payne, where it's more complicated. The charge in Argentinian law, it's translated as the abandonment of a person followed by death. I mean, it's not something we have in British or Irish law, but I mean, in Argentinian, it's called abandono de persona. It is basically if you knew someone was coming to harm and you didn't help them. So this is a sentence of 2 to 6 years. This is if the person doesn't die. If the person does die, as happened in the case of Liam Payne, could be looking at up to 15 years. So a very serious charge. And it is not clear at the moment when these three people may possibly appear in court based on these charges.
And Julian, we've also found out a lot more about the investigation and the extent of that investigation into Liam Payne's death. Like, they've told us that they've analysed hundreds of hours of CCTV footage.
Yeah, lots of information coming last night from prosecutors and police. You will remember the day after, or even the hours after Liam Payne died, there were these photos released by the Argentinian police showing inside his hotel room, appearing to show drugs paraphernalia. We learned yesterday, this was from the public prosecutor's office, they said about toxicology tests showed traces of alcohol, cocaine, and a prescription antidepressant. And then there were post-mortem examinations that we knew at the time anyway, but suggesting his death was caused by multiple trauma, internal and external hemorrhage. But, you know, the prosecutor's office saying Liam Payne may have fallen in a state of semi or total unconsciousness. So this was obviously a huge detail, ruling out the possibility then of a conscious or voluntary act by Liam Payne. So that has led the direction of this police investigation and led to all these raids that we've seen over the last few weeks. But as you say, yes, we now know they're looking at hundreds of hours of video footage. This took place in a hotel, obviously, that is very public, on a public road. And obviously, people may remember in the moments after his death was confirmed, there were websites in America publishing photos of his body. I mean, it just extraordinarily awful, but this was something that was done in public. So obviously there are hundreds and hundreds of hours of video footage of it.
Mm-hmm. And then, Julian, Liam Payne's remains were returned home just yesterday to the UK. Has there been any details released around the funeral, when it's going to be?
His family have said it will be in the next week. The plane landed at Heathrow in London with his father on board. It is not clear who's going to be there, but it is expected all of his four bandmates from One Direction will be there. Family members and Cheryl Cole, who was obviously Liam's partner previously, have asked for privacy. But this will be something done at the main church, it seems, in Wolverhampton. So, you know, it will obviously be hard to keep it completely private. It's not clear if there'll be a tannoy outside broadcasting the audio of the service inside, but it will be something obviously watched by thousands, millions of people across the world.
Julian, thank you very much. That is Julian Drucker there from Five News on the latest developments in relation to the investigation into the death of Liam Payne.